Welcome back, Patriot Pals, to the Mel Kay Show. We have one of our favorite guests and yours. He is back with us, Andrew Sorcini from Beverly Hills Precious Metals. I invite him back every time that I start to see weird stuff going on in the financial markets. We had a big event this past week with Russia and China and India. And now we have a lot of stuff coming up that's volatile and very confusing. So I invited Andrew back to talk a little bit about where we are financially, how gold and silver can help, and just to fill us in on where we are going ahead. So thank you for joining me, sir.
Well, thanks for having me back. I appreciate it.
Well, you're my pal. So I thank you for coming, because I call you a lot and I say, you got to come on. Things are getting crazy. So first and foremost, I've been talking to people about both silver and gold. So just give me a rundown on both, where the market is, what it looks like, where it's going, and what people need to know.
Well, I know I say this every single time I'm on here, but we're seeing the biggest shift towards gold and silver that we've ever seen. They're beating down our door and we're staffed for it. It's incredible. I think people are feeling the pressure that and the urgency that they need to reshuffle their portfolios. I know before the show, we talked a little bit about this being the time of the year that people can restructure their portfolios heading into the first of the year. And I would just urge for people, if you do reexamine your portfolios, typically at the end of December or at the beginning of January, you may want to move that up a little bit closer to now. For this year, because we've got a lot of events here that can push the price of gold and silver to where we believe it should be. And more importantly, right now you can still get gold and silver without too much wait time.
Right.
And if people wait longer, the delivery times could end up being a week or 2 weeks after making a purchase.
Right. Now, how is the silver market? How is the, because I read somewhere that the ability to get silver, that silver is really hot right now. What is the benefit of buying silver, and how is the market? Because it looks like the supply and demand is a little weird right now.
It is. What I'm seeing are a lot of funds shift out of other investments. So for the entire year, we've been seeing people cash out or exit many stock trades. We've seen people roll over their 401ks and IRAs into precious metals IRAs, or at least move them into a cash position to avoid further losses in the stock market. We've seen cryptocurrency just absolutely tank.
Right.
And the final thing that really hasn't taken a hit yet is the housing market. And the Fed's going to raise interest rates by either 0.75 point or 1 full point tomorrow. That's expected. So, of course, if that doesn't happen, then the markets are going to go haywire, and I think they'll go haywire anyway. So it should be good for gold and silver. If gold and silver did go down as a result of the data that comes out tomorrow, I'd be excited, because then I could help clients get into gold and silver at a better price than they can today.
But
mainly people need to act now.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the truth. I don't know if a lot of people know this, but the Shanghai Cooperation Organization had a meeting this week. And this is a bunch of nations, everyone should know. It's China, Kazakhstan, Russia, India, Pakistan, Cambodia, Sri Lanka, Turkey. All of these countries met to discuss getting out of the U.S. dollar, getting out of the SWIFT mechanism, getting out of the central banks. So these guys, it's really Xi and Putin and Modi, are discussing really divesting from the U.S. dollar, the U.S. economy. There's a lot of talk about that. What would happen if these countries decided no longer to use the U.S. dollar as the reserve currency?
Well, I think that perception is everything. So if the other countries are not perceiving the dollar to have the greatest value of any currency in the country or in the world, then it would eventually become that. And I realize that the whole world is on a fiat currency system. And we're at the brink of all of that completely changing as we move into, at least here in America, where they're spearheading it with the digital currency that's slated to come out in December.
Right.
So I think that this is a massive recall of any of the greenbacks that people have hidden away in their homes, sock drawers, mattresses, wherever people keep it, safe deposit boxes. this is letting people know that at some point, the dollars as we know it could be obsolete and you'd be forced to move to a new system. So it's drawing it all out of other places, just like the government did when they offered an amnesty for people that had Swiss bank accounts and accounts in the Caymans a while back, many years ago, actually.
Right.
It's so they're trying to really flush all of the hidden assets out into the centralized banking system. And then for gold and silver, they want to track right. what people own. So
yeah.
it's a limited time to get what you can get and have it be below the radar.
Right. Yeah. And I keep seeing something I've never seen before in financial reporting, though, you know, we're getting to a place where we realize it's not just the mainstream media that is not telling the truth and hasn't been for a long time. But the financial media is pretty much on the same page. I keep seeing something called buy-ins by banks. And people talking about limiting withdrawals from banks. This can't be a good thing.
Yeah, yeah. It's I know someone that needed to get a large amount of cash out of a bank and actually just had to go back every couple of days and just get a little bit and actually collect it. They really are going off of the cash system. And really, I've followed cryptocurrency for years, and there are some tokens, not necessarily a cryptocurrency, but it trades on the blockchain it's how banks move funds around from bank to bank. And that's the system that they're going to, and that's the system that they want for us to be on.
Right.
And it takes away so many of our freedoms. And one thing that I've sat and thought about this for a long time, like, are we the only ones that don't want to go to a digital currency? Are we the only ones that realize that we're losing freedoms? And how would they sell something like that to the younger people that might not understand finance and how currency works? You know, these young people you see walking around everywhere, they're glued to their phones. They're always on their phones.
I know.
So if you told them, how would you feel if you never had to touch another dollar bill or another coin and you could just purchase everything on your phone? They would welcome it, but without thinking about the liberties that they lose and how Big Brother can see every little thing that you purchase and either approve or disapprove of it and maybe right. kill the sale.
Right. Well, I think what you're talking about is Executive Order 14067, which we talked about last time, central bank digital currency that they're proposing. And we have to remember that the original person that he wanted running the economy was a straight up communist that didn't get in, thank God, but believed that there should be no private banks, which he wanted her, and that it should all go through the Federal Reserve, which is a private foreign-owned bank owned by the central banking cabal at the very top, the BIS. But at the same time, you're right. A lot of people look at that and they think, well, you know, cash is, it's better, it's easier without cash. What they don't know is that not only does the blockchain that they're talking about, will it be controlled by the international private Western central bank, but all of your purchases from zero, from 5 cents to $1 million will be tracked and monitored by an ESG social credit type score. And they are also looking at going direct with the IRS, which is part of the 87,000 agents that they hired. Because if you look at that executive order, all these executive orders are straight up communists. They're not constitutional, the socialists, but we are where we are. If you look at that real executive order, they're putting so much money into AI and algorithms that would control the entire financial system. And to me, that says Chinese Communist Party system, which is already in place, which means if you are fined or your taxes or all of that will be directly taken out of your account because the central bank digital currency would run on a blockchain that they control and they watch everything in real time. It's not like Bitcoin or anything where it's private, like where, you know, you're protected. This is really Big Brother, like you're saying. Sure. And that's very scary because tokens can be programmable as well, and they can shut them off. And we know, we talked about the ESG score. If you're not living up to their social and environmental governance choices that the powers that be or puppet masters are saying, you're not going to have access to money or capital. What are the implications of that happening, and how does that affect gold and silver and other hard assets?
I feel like we lose part of our freedom. It's like that movie Minority Report with right. Tom Cruise. He walks by an advertisement and then the ad changes to something that pertains specifically to what he buys.
Right.
And for advertising, that'd be nice. For business, it'd be good to some degree. But they could, if you're out there trying to purchase some ammunition, they could decline that purchase and say, look, you bought ammunition 6 months ago. I don't really think you need to be adding to what you have now.
That is what's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. And let's say somebody is late on their house payment or car payment, and, you know, the banks are the ones lending you the money for that. So, you know, for the people that might be struggling a little bit financially, they could decline purchases on things that they might feel that they don't need, like maybe alcohol, right, or maybe furniture. It's like we really do potentially lose our liberties. And even people could be purchasing gold and silver or investing in gold and silver. And then even if it's a non-reportable type, all of a sudden it's reportable because there's no cash around and you're using cryptocurrency.
So, yeah. And the crazy part about that is if you really look at these things, what they're really saying is if they fine you or they, you know, you're late on your bills or your taxes, they're going to take it. Like this is a totally not freedom. And the other thing that you brought up, which people should understand, your cryptocurrency wallet is also connected to your, this is the plan, is the digital identity. Just go to the World Economic Forum website, type it in, you know, obviously, Larry Fink's, you know, BlackRock, World Economic Forum, ESG, you know, great, great reset. But the other thing is that it'll be on your phone or your watch or whatever. And like we've discussed before, then who else is seeing that data? You know, it's so dangerous what they're doing. And they just put out another executive order 2 days ago, or it was an update on this executive order with all the ways that they're going to implement it. So people that think that this is not going to happen, really need to go look at this stuff themselves. And the craziest part, Andrew, is this is supposed to be a country by the people, for the people, of laws. Congress makes laws, not executive order. But we're not dealing in normal times with a normal, you know, situation. I believe we've been usurped by the oligarchy, the billionaires and trillionaires that benefit off of all this destruction. But, you know, we really do have to be smarter. A lot of people, you know, we've talked about IRAs and 401ks and rolling them over. I think people really have to start taking this seriously, because what I'm reading, especially that just came out on the 19th, about the central bank digital currency, is they can basically flip a switch. And you know, and there you go. So again, for people, 401k, IRA, how can they turn it over, at least turn a big chunk of it into gold and silver?
Oh yeah, it's so simple. So if people out there have a 401k and it's in stocks, and let's say you're down a little bit this year and you don't want to see it go down more, you can actually roll that over into a precious metals IRA. The fees are between $200 and $300 a year, or actually the setup fee is about $200 to $300. And then after that, about $200 a year, which is just one good or bad day in the market,
right,
so, for most people. So the fees are basically nothing. And it's a non-taxable event to be able to roll it over. So for people that reach out to us, all we do is provide you with an 8-page application and a 3-page transfer form. We fill out all of the information for you. We email it to you for a signature. You get it back to us along with a statement of your account. We can have the 401ks open in about a week's time. The IRAs take a week, 10 days sometimes. And we've really got it down to a science to get these done quickly. And people should reach out and do it. So IRAs can transfer into a precious metals IRA, a Roth IRA can transfer into a precious metals IRA. We have inherited IRAs, simple IRAs. They can all be transferred over. So okay. Reach out to us soon and let's get it done. We've had a lot of people feel the urgency recently and just say, like, look, I've got to get this done before the end of September, or I have to get this done by the end of the year. Will you help us? So we can absolutely help.
Yeah, and I'm seeing a lot of people panicking about an October surprise on Wall Street and whatever's going on there. It's really crazy. I'm sure you saw last week FedEx had everything drop, and the head of FedEx came out and said, we are not, this isn't getting better. And a lot of people are saying not only was it never transitory and we're in a recession, a lot of people are feeling an actual depression. And, you know, I like Robert Kiyosaki and some of these other people, Jim Rickards, they're all talking about the same thing. And these are people that have been in it for a long time and have watched the ups and downs and are saying the only money that is actually real is God's money, which is gold and silver. So it's really getting more to a situation like that. Now, a lot of people say to me, so if I buy gold and silver and all and everything, all this happens, and you know, we're in this situation, what can I do with it? So once you have it, and then say they switch to the central bank digital currency, which then the FDIC, there's only $250,000, you know, really that they are accountable for. And you're sitting there with gold and silver. What are your options?
Well, I mean, for me, I feel that you have it there. It's kind of like an insurance policy. It's like a portfolio insurance. And I like to tell people, like they will literally order the 90% silver, like what you have purchased before. Yeah. And once they receive it, they call and text me and they say, Andrew, I got my silver today. Thank you so much. And they say, now what do I do with it? I go, just hang on to it. Right. I tell them, so receiving your order isn't gonna change your life overnight. It's that you're adding one extra layer of insurance for your portfolio and to help provide for your family. Now, specifically to answer your question, like how would you use it in some sort of geopolitical or natural disaster type situation? It's actually unknown. We would actually have to be in that situation for us to be communicating to each other. I've got a 90% silver half dollar. Right. What are these worth today? We would literally be communicating to each other that exact information. It would become crystal clear in an emergency. But right now, we should be glad that we don't know, because that means that things are kind of heading in that direction, but we're not there yet.
So, yeah, and you have people that are already paying for things in gold because it's a good currency to trade in. And that's always definitely going to be able. But also, you buy back gold and silver. So it's an insurance policy. Let's say, you know, God comes and, you know, everything turns around and we're back in shape. People get over the hump. They feel, you know, like they have their freedom, their liberty, their privacy is back intact. They want to unload it. So then they call you and what happens?
Well, I'll tell it in a story of something that happened in the last month.
Okay, great.
One client, she has a larger IRA, and she said, I need to take $120,000 out of there. And I said, okay, you have a choice between the cash or the actual silver or the gold. What would you like? And she said, well, I need the cash because I want to help my daughter buy a home.
Okay.
And they're going to pay me back, but they need $120,000. So she took a distribution of it, which is a taxable event.
Right.
Okay. But then 4 weeks later, which brings us to this week, she says, hey, they didn't need it for as long as I thought that they would. And now they've given it back to me. She goes, can I just put it back into the account? And I go, absolutely. You have 60 days after taking a distribution from any retirement account to be able to put it into another retirement account and have it be a non-taxable event. So for her, it worked out great because now she's replacing the $120,000. She sold silver before. Silver's cheaper today. So now she gets more silver for the $120,000 than she would have.
Oh, so, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, so cool.
It's a great scenario. And even with you, the gold and silver that you have, if you said like, hey, Andrew, I'm moving out of state or something.
Yeah.
And this is something I don't want on the truck with me during my move. I would like to sell this back to you and then purchase it back from you once I get to where I'm going.
Right.
No problem. We do it every single day.
Right. And you have a depository that you've been with for decades that is very trustworthy. So you also don't have to take delivery of it. It's totally insured in your depository, right?
Yes. And we've set up so many depository accounts for non-IRA clients that we actually have one person that handles that full time now.
Oh, great.
Yeah,
you've had to hire a lot of people, but they're all awesome. And good thing. I like what you're doing because you're hiring specialists in different areas, which is why when people fill out the form or go to the website, it's on our partners page, the MLKshow.com partners page. It's the MLKgold.com Beverly Hills, bh-pm.com, Beverly Hills Precious Metals. Make sure you say Mel K sent you, because then, you know, you'll get extra special treatment. But the truth is that you, you've had to hire a lot of specialists, because there's different people that need different things. And some people, you know, just want a couple thousand dollars of gold or silver just to, you know, make sure. Some people are putting in 50,000. You've had hundreds of thousands of dollars. So, you know, there's an option for everyone, IRA, you know, there's just, so really people, when you do reach out to Andrew, be very specific, because of us, and it's a work in progress. He's really built his business and staff to service everyone out there, right?
I've had people that have reached out and just said, you know, I've reached out a couple of times now, and I feel like I've not missed the call, so I'm reaching out again. And I've heard that enough times, where just last week alone, we beefed up our staff by 40%. So the people that we have working at Beverly Hills Precious Metals last week alone increased by 40%. And we're doing our best to circumvent that. It's a quality problem.
You're so busy, because I see a lot of the traffic. And what's great, though, is you guys don't, it's not AI. It's not like some hard pitch. You know, people can just call you and ask you questions, because a lot of people don't know. I didn't know. You've taught me a lot about it. Something else that is becoming apparent to me is that the housing market, I know a lot of people think it's not going to hit the housing market, but the guy who did The Big Short, I think his name was Barry, he's coming out and saying, you know, this is going to be real bad for the housing market. Then we have the pretending that the labor market's great, but now we're seeing that's not great. So it's just, there's so many things going on that for certainty alone, because inflation's going to continue. And it seems like right now's the time. Something weird happened I wanted to ask you about. So when the Queen died, it looks like gold coins went up, I saw. Is that happening? Is that a specific gold coin? But it looks like the death of the Queen somehow made gold more, or at least people are buying more. Is there any correlation there?
There is. In you're only the second person to catch that, by the way. So very good. It's like since like the beginning of time in Great Britain, every time there's a change who's ruling in the country, they change all the currency. So immediately it's all going to be changed to have King Charles on it.
Right. So, oh, right.
Yeah. It will change immediately. Oh, so that makes sense. So people just felt like the urge to go out and do something. When Kennedy was killed in November of 63, and then in 64, they came out with the Kennedy half dollar. Typically in America, someone has to be dead for 10 years before they put him on a coin or a stamp. But Kennedy was so loved that that 2 months later, they put him on a coin. So all these people in 1964 that were still mourning the loss of the president, they went to the bank and got these new Kennedy half dollars. It was no longer a Ben Franklin.
My dad had them.
Yeah, they went out and got them. But what they didn't realize is that was one of the biggest productions of any coin ever made. So in 1964. And they never became worth anything for rarity, but now, because they have 90% silver in them, it's actually a great asset to have. But that's what the people are doing.
Oh, so the queen, the gold coins with the queen on them spiked the gold buying. I saw that and I thought that's so weird. I understand now that those coins are going to they're going to change them to, so it's for posterity as well, which is something people care about. And on top of that, anything else people should know about the gold market or the market in general?
Yes. So people should understand that when investing in gold and silver, typically it's available. But right now we really are in difficult times. I mean, there's so many events that are upon us. And really, there's not much of an end in sight, because we've got the election coming in just 2 years. There's a lot of uncertainty out there, and with the uncertainty brings fear. And the more fear that is out there, the more there's going to be people out there trying to take advantage of people that with different investments. So right now is probably the last bit of time that people can invest in gold and silver without having extreme wait times to receive an order. Right. So So
yeah, and people start saying to me, well, gold and silver are going down. And I'm saying, yeah, well, that's when you should be buying it. First of all, yeah. Second of all, the banks, the central banks are manipulating gold and silver. You know, these people got convicted from Chase for manipulating gold just a few weeks ago, but it looks like, you know, that's still going on, or, you know, it's mixed signals. You're seeing that the banks are buying or stocking or stockpiling yeah. gold and silver while they're telling people not to.
Exactly. And it's like the casino, like
right.
the house always wins, and the government is really not going to position themselves to lose, or the banks. I realize they're one and the same, so they're not going to lose. So we should use the strategy that they're using right. to better ourselves financially, as far as protecting what it is that we have. And that brings up another point, that the number one reason that people invest in gold and silver isn't necessarily for an investment. It's to preserve capital.
Right.
The secondary reason is that hopefully it could go up in value. And yeah. for people that don't need those funds anytime soon, once invested into silver, if you can hold it for a minimum 2 to 5 years, I believe the returns will be, it could double, triple, go up a lot more than that in price.
Yeah, that's what Kiyosaki and other people mm-hmm. are saying about gold as well, and really, really big. The other thing I want to mention, because I have a lot of people my parents' age and that have children, grandchildren, they want to leave money behind. They want to leave something behind. But I would caution everyone that might be a good idea to get gold and silver for that purpose, because what I am also seeing coming through, if you are paying attention to every executive order, which shouldn't be happening in a country by the people for the people, but they don't really seem to be running on the Constitution right now. But what I am seeing is the return of an even worse inheritance tax, and a death tax. These are things that shouldn't exist, but they do. And these people, if you look at the moves that they're making and the controlled demolition of our economy, those two things are on the very uncertain level. So when people, let's say I wanted to leave something behind to my grandkids, is that a good idea to do it in gold and silver?
I think it is. It's something where people don't have to fight over it in probate. Technically, you're supposed to list all of that in there, but I'll just tell you that a lot of the time it doesn't happen. So the one thing that people do with the storage accounts,
right?
So,
that's a good idea.
Yeah, you can set up a beneficiary on a storage account, so you can put as many of them as you want on there, and we have people doing it. Yeah, I had one gentleman that I talk about all the time that set up a storage account. He owned apartment buildings. And he bought them all in the 60s, and they've been paid off for a long time. He rented them out to many different people, and he sold them all. And then he had a large amount of capital in his bank account, and that made him very nervous. And he started converting it into gold and silver. He had it in the depository. He had beneficiaries set up, so if something happened to him, and eventually he did pass away, and it went to exactly who he wanted it to go to.
Oh, that's really great. I didn't know about that. And the other thing that reminds me of that is that I've had a couple friends, as we saw with Mike Lindell, but now people that you wouldn't know that are getting notices to get their money out of them, that they no longer want to do business with them for whatever reason. I saw it last week with there was like four porn stars that were like, you know, like, but like Bank of America, or I think it was Wells Fargo, decided that they know, this is ESG score, it's social credit score, decided that they no longer wanted to do business with them. And we saw that with a guy who does international jewelry and a lot of international transactions. That was also, I think that was Chase. But so this is something that's happening that I never heard about before the last couple years. And so to me, I didn't know. So people that have their money with you in the depository can get the cash from the money, and they can always give it back, but that's a good place. You know, if you have purchases coming up and you're not sure where it's going, maybe that's a good idea.
Yeah, and they can sell it back to me very easy. And it's just a paper transfer. They just, I ask them how much they need. I know what they have in there. And I say, well, this is what we would pay for this. And they say, okay, let's do it. I email a form, they sign it. And then it just transfers from their lockbox at the depository into ours. And then we overnight a check.
Yeah. And I got my stuff really quick from you, and I feel much more, I feel much more secure no matter what happens, because it's getting crazier and crazier. So thank you so much, Andrew. I really appreciate everything you do for us. You guys can go to MelKShow.com partners page. There's a direct link to Andrew at Beverly Hills Precious Metals. We got the MelKGold.com, which you can go to. We got the BH-PM.com you can go to. We got all the links below. Anyway you go, please tell him Mel K sent you. And Andrew is a real champion and a hero. He's a great patriot. We got to support patriots. We got to support, you know, wherever you're getting your gold or silver, you should really be first and foremost making sure that we're getting outside of the centralized economy and going with people like Andrew that are decentralized, that are their own person, and that are on the same side for God and country. So thank you so much, my friend, Andrew. And we will talk very soon because things change fast. But I really appreciate how good you are to me, to my listeners, to my family. And I've learned so much. So whatever comes our way, I know you'll be there. And Rob would like to know any last words for the people from your vantage point, because you've been touring with us. You're seeing what's on the ground. You happen to still be in California. God bless you. So any bigger... anything to keep the people positive?
Don't sit on the fence. Reach out right away for a non-pressure consultation. We will not pressure you. We just give it to you straight. Right. If you talk with us and you don't end up doing anything, that's fine. Reach out to us when you are ready. It's but yeah, do it right away.
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone prepare. There's not much more we can say that we haven't said already, but the central bank digital currency is the worst thing that could happen to our lives, our liberty, our freedom, and our financial futures, and then slapping everything else they're throwing at us. God willing, this ship turns around, but in the meantime, buy gold and silver and make sure no matter what happens, you're safe. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much.
See you next time. Thanks a lot. Guys, I've been warning for months and months about the World Economic Forum and the private Western Central Bank Great Reset. On top of that, the ESG proposed by Larry Fink and BlackRock, which is the CCP social credit score tied to the central bank digital currency, which would end privacy and autonomy for all free people on planet Earth. Just recently at the World Economic Forum, these people got together and decided that not only will they have a central bank digital currency, but that it will be tied to a universal ID that every person on the planet would have to receive. This ID would track and trace everything from your financial life to your health records, to your social justice, to your environmental footprint, to everything that you can imagine, your business, your expenditures, your groceries, everything that you do in life would be monitored, tracked, and traced by these people in Davos. If they can get away with it. I don't believe they can, because we the people and God Almighty have the power. You have to make the moves today. Invest in silver and gold and other hard assets. Get your money into small banks, credit unions, and savings and loans that are local and benefit your local community. And start preparing in your home with supplies and whatever you need going forward. We the people and God Almighty will save this planet. But that means we have to take action steps to walk away from the central bank digital currency and their planned Great Reset. Do that today, please. God bless you and your family, and God bless and save America and all free people on planet Earth. No matter what, God wins, but we need to make the moves now. Please visit our friend Andrew and his team at Beverly Hills Precious Metals at melkgold.com. That's M-E-L-K-G-O-L-D.com.